Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Tom, what has the mood of the locker room been this week, do you guess?
Excited and focused. We know we got a big challenge, a very tough test, great football team coming here. So, you know, it's about football, and everyone knows what's at stake. So you certainly have to earn it to move on. You have to play good. And, you know, a lot of plays come up over the years when I think about playoff football. And, you know, if you're on the wrong end of one of them, you know, it's your season. If you're on the right end, you know, you move on. So you don't know which plays that's going to be. And you can't take anything for granted. So guys are working hard and trying to try to do the right thing.
Okay, more from Tom Brady today at Gillette. What could be his final? I keep doing this, don't I? His final this, final that. Final midweek Gillette Stadium press conference for the New England Patriots. I think it is. Well, I shouldn't say that because I think they win this weekend.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not gonna pick against them this week. But you can still see him losing it, right? Like, I mean,
oh, sure, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'd be stunned. The only thing I'd be stunned with is if it looks the way it looked that year against the Ravens. The last time they were in the wild card game, they got thumped by the Ravens.
21-0 before I even reached my seat.
Okay, that was a bad Patriots team in terms of locker room competitiveness, character. That was one of the few locker rooms that got away from Bill Belichick. It all started with Randy Moss being here in the first place. But Randy Moss usually does this to teams, and he did it to you. And by the end of his, you know, third year here in 2009, he had help with Dalis Thomas and Sean Springs and guys like this. But that was not a normal Patriots team in terms of work ethic, toughness, competitiveness, coachability, all that stuff. And that's why that team got blown out, because...
Oh, and they also had a killer injury on offense the last week of the season. They lose Welker in Houston.
Yeah, but though, how does that account for Ray Rice running?
No, I know, still, but that didn't help matters.
Up your Schmenzer, you know, 86 yards on the first play or whatever it was. No, that team wasn't ready to go, couldn't get in the right place because they were a bunch of bumps, for a lack of a better term. That's not this team. This team just isn't good enough to win three playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. They're good enough to win two with one at home, but they're not good enough to win three with a couple of them on the road. They're just, so that's it. That's why this thing ends. I'd be stunned. So that's all a long way of saying I'd be stunned if they got schwacked like that 2019.
Yeah, yeah. No, if they lose, it's a three-point game. Something. Oh, and on that, too, so I had actually tweeted this. So another reason to feel confident about the Patriots on Saturday, no team has been worse at kicking field goals in the NFL this year than the Tennessee Titans. They've gone through a handful of kickers, and I think that they're, if I recall, I tweeted it, but they're 32 out of 32, and their percentage is like 44%. For making field goals. And, you know, the 31st team is at like 56%. Like, they're bad in a bad way. So don't be surprised if, you know, the kicking game ends up biting them in the ass. And the weather's supposed to be inclement on Saturday night, too, from the last I saw.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Okay, so we're discussing this game, the end of an era. Is it right to be calling this the end of an era? How do you feel about the way it's ending, if this is the way that it's ending? What's coming next? All of that stuff with your thoughts right back to you, as promised. Tom and Quincy. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, Mike, it's funny because I called last week and we were talking about, you know, what the possible situation would be with them going through the playoffs, right? I just feel, I mean, I was at the game on Sunday, and that was, oof, but I just feel like if they can get by Tennessee, which I think they will, don't you feel like there's a, and I wish no ill will on anyone, so let me get that out here first, but don't you feel like a DUI or a domestic violence arrest or something stupid, or a stupid injury in a practice that's going to happen to one of these other playoff teams?
Because
if the Bills get past Houston, right, which isn't easy, but if they do, is it out of the realm of possibility that the Bills could actually contain the running game of the Ravens and maybe sneak by them? And if they do, and the Pats get by Kansas City, then it would be the home game for the Pats in the AFC, right?
Oh, yeah. Tom, I smell you. And I'd say that a lot of years, stuff like that kind of happens. Does it feel like it's this kind of year?
No, it most certainly doesn't. No, and I'm trying to look up the score of what that Bills-Ravens game was about a month ago, because the Bills played them tight. You know, so, yeah, they could contain Lamar Jackson, theoretically, in that running game. And Ingram's dinged up. They held him out that last week.
Maury, let me ask you something. 17. Let me ask you. I've signed the Declaration of Doneness.
Yeah.
I've put it in ink.
Yep, here it is again from the people at the viewing audience. Here is the Declaration of Doneness, signed by Mike Felger to start the show today.
We're waiting for Maz's signature.
Yeah.
We're not going to get it.
I don't think we're going to get it.
McCarthy, you've signed the Declaration of Doneness, correct?
Can't we get an electronic signature from Maz?
Exactly.
When in parts unknown?
I'm going to text him. We're going to get an e-signature.
We can get an e-signature. We can do this now online now. We don't need it. That's a good point.
Because he's got all this sorts of technology. We can do this.
Oh, right, you know, he'd love it. Oh, he'd be so excited. He'd be so excited to do an e-signature whatever. Anyway.
I'll sign in his place. Don't worry. Yes, of course I'm signing, Mike. It's okay. Over. Absolutely 100% over. I've gone from anger to despair.
What if the Ravens get knocked off?
Still over, because you're not getting past Kansas City.
Yeah, they're going to get killed in Kansas City next week. They're going to. Kansas City's defense has played better this last month. Steve Spagnuolo, you know, has the special sauce to attack Tom Brady, and he has in the past, whether he was with the Giants here. I mean, no, they're not getting past Kansas City.
Okay.
They'll win this week. They're done.
I'm not allowed to even entertain it. I've signed the paperwork. Fine, signed, dated.
Yeah, now you're trying to talk yourself into
whatever. Well, I mean, Tom's scenario, this happens to the Patriots. Someone
not
always gets
year.
Hurt. Someone always gets arrested. Someone always loses who shouldn't lose. Someone gags over here, and you get that team instead of this team. Like, it happens all the time. But it ain't happening this year.
No, not this year.
Tom in Worcester. Go ahead, Tommy. What do you got?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm going to take another tack. I think the offensive game plans are really terrible, especially in the last half of the season. They have no imaginary type plays. Plus, they go against a good defense, and they tried to run the ball up the middle.
So let me just stop you there, Tommy. How was their game plan against Buffalo 2 weeks ago?
It was great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. This little subtle things that they did to get guys open and get guys free and make...
No, it was old school, who's Tom Brady's favorite receiver, the open one.
So, I mean, no. And I'll tell you what, I don't even think that the game plan against Miami was that bad. Brady was bad. The pick six was a freaking killer. And then there were a bunch of other throws that he's just airmailing for whatever reason. Okay, whether you think he's hurt or not, or uncomfortable, or what?
They're still resorting to gimmicks, though. As fun as that Landon Roberts touchdown was, you were throwing a pass to Landon
Roberts.
That's
not a gimmick.
Which, by the way, wasn't even a good throw.
Not a good throw. Nope, he made a great play. What a great adjustment he made
for
a middle linebacker. But be that as it may, I don't think the play calling has been bad the last couple weeks. I don't think the offense has been bad the last couple of weeks. I think Tom Brady on Sunday against Miami was bad. I think the running game's been better, the line's been better, the play calling's been better. I'm actually, I know you think I'm crazy, but I think the offense has been sneaky better the last couple of weeks.
Oh, it has. And even if you want to throw that Cincinnati game in there, they've certainly been able to run the ball better.
And so when I say better, I'm not telling you that they're great or that they're some juggernaut. All I'm telling you is...
No, comparatively speaking to other games, even that were wins against like Dallas and Philadelphia, it's been better.
We've had long stretches where the Patriots have hardly gone on one long sustained drive. Like, all their points in a lot of games this year have come off of short fields, turnovers, special team block punts.
You've had sustained drives in these last two games.
The last 2 weeks, back-to-back weeks, you've had long sustained offensive drives where you've scored points purely on offense, and you've done it back-to-back weeks. I think the offense has actually turned a little bit of a corner. It's the defense that I think deserves most of the blame for that game on Sunday, and Belichick for the way he handled. He'd taken a possession away from that offense at the end of the second quarter.
Hey, what frauds, the defense. Ugh.
Make another T-shirt. Exactly.
You want to be talked about like you're the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, the Legion of Boom, the 2015 Denver Broncos. Get out of my face with that.
Joe and Revere, you're up next with Felger and Big Jim Murray here from Banners. Go ahead, Joe.
What's going on, guys? I think most of this is just like any of the other season. This is partially on Bill Belichick, the GM. You want to control it all, you gotta take the blame for it. Other than that, Vrabel's coming in here, he put three of those banners up. He's not scared to play here. And I think Brady could take, you know, the Adam Vinatieri approach. Kirk Cousins got to go in Minnesota. Hopefully Brady can go there. It's like a second home to him. He goes there, and they're in the NFC Championship next year.
Okay, Brady to Minnesota. I don't see it.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'm still of the mind that he's got to be in a coastal market, big coastal sexy market. New York, Miami. I know New York doesn't work.
L.A.
Miami, L.A. You know.
If Giselle hates winters here, do you think she's really going to like Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to the Mall of America on Saturday afternoon. You've got to be kidding me. No shot. Tim in Holland, he's up next on Tom Brady. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Just a question and then a comment. If Tom Brady goes to Miami next year, who do you think would win the division? And also, like, I'm like you. I feel like the Patriots have no shot to win it all this year. I kind of have half a mind of maybe it would actually be better for the organization if they lose on Saturday, get a low 20s draft pick that, you know, he could trade for 2 7th-rounders.
Okay, well, let me just stop you. I think that's silly.
Yeah, you don't want to lose this game.
If you're talking about a top five pick versus the 25th pick, fine. But if we're talking the difference between the 20th pick and the 32nd, it's not, no, there's no difference.
And based on Bill's recent drafting in the first round anyway, I'd expect him to make the wrong decision anyway.
So. Next year, Brian Flores and Bill Belichick. I'm sorry, Brian Flores and Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick and Jared Stidham. Who do you like?
Miami with Brady and Brian Flores.
I like Belichick and the Patriots. I do. I do, but I'd love to see it. I'm ready to see that sort of thing, which, again, Jimmy,
you're going to see a real upheaval with this defense next year, too. It's old.
And no question.
It's old, and there's going to be a lot of guys that are gone that they're not going to pay.
I think you were going to get that upheaval this year, but they won the Super Bowl. And they said, well, let's bring it back for one more year. But Hightower, McCourty, Van Noy, those guys either make a lot or are up for contracts, and they're not keeping them all. There's absolutely. But the Chan Gailey hire in Miami just really...
That killed that Brady to Miami thing.
Threw me for a loop. Except, Jimmy, did you put something in our email chain about Gailey actually coming from the Ron Earhart school way back when?
Yeah, exactly. And so the same terminology that Brady's been using for years, it would be an easy fit in Miami.
So listen, where'd you get that from? I mean, not that I'm, you know...
Yeah, is that from one of your people?
Yeah, tell me where you uncovered that.
One of my people.
I love it.
There's some life.
So one of your people actually said, don't sleep on Chan Gailey as a Patriots kind of coach or what? How was that presented to you? Tell me how that was presented to you.
In a text message form.
And how was it, Cal? What was said?
So I had thought that it was going to be Flores, O'Shea, and Brady in Miami.
Right.
And I was told after the Chan Gailey signing, well, Gailey's got the Ron Earhart terminology that Brady already has. So the fact that O'Shea is gone doesn't hurt Brady's chances to Miami.
So when O'Shea first got fired, I said, oh, Brady must hate that guy. And they're clearing that, you know, because he worked with him and he said, you know, I'll consider coming there, but not to work for that bozo. I know that guy. He ain't any good. So they got rid of him. I'm like, okay, this is still alive.
Yep.
24 hours later, they hired Chan Gailey. I'm like, what the hell was that?
This old retread who hasn't been in the NFL for 3 years.
Stu, someone see where would the guy? I'm looking at Chan Gailey, this old coot, this old guy. He's been out of football for 3 years, first of all. But he's coached at Florida, Troy State, Air Force, the Broncos. He was the head coach of the Birmingham Fire, the World League, it sounds like. The Steelers, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, Georgia Tech, KC, Buffalo. Okay, when did he cross paths with Earhart?
You're asking me a detail I don't have the answer to.
Okay, get back on your text machine there. Find this out for me. Let me know if this is still alive, okay? We continue with your thoughts. More reaction
Dolphins. Put it on the board. Miami. Brady to Miami.
Okay, love it, Stu.
Wow.
This
still
is my
alive.
Long play, Kyrie Irving to the Knicks, which ended up being Brooklyn.
Oh. Yeah, you're close. So listen.
And that's only because DeAndre Jordan kind of took the Knicks for a test drive and reported back to Durant and Irving that the Knicks really suck.
All right. I trust you, Stu. Keep working. Keep digging. More of your calls out there after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Failure has 95 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
From Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden, it's Bruins Game Day with Felger and Mass on your home of the Bruins, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How's the confidence right now? Is it okay?
How's the confidence in what in particular?
Just moving forward. Just you guys have confidence that you get the job done Saturday night? You feel good about things?
Well, I think we always feel like we have a great plan, and I feel like we're going to go try to execute the plan best we possibly can. So that's been no different than what's been all year. I don't think we go into any games going, man, I really hate what we're doing. I really do love what we're doing, trying to attack them the right way and go out there and score enough points to win.
More from Brady today. Play some more Brady cuts here in the final hour. Just to follow up on our Chan Gailey Ron Earhart thing. So Ron Earhart, just to reset, is apparently the germination of the Charlie Weiss offense, because Ron Earhart was here in the, you know, I mean, he was your head coach here for a while, but he was a longtime assistant here in the 70s when Parcells was here and Charlie Weiss and .. And so it all sort of comes from the Ron Earhart offense. The Charlie Weiss offense that they're still running today was the Ron Earhart offense that was here in New England in the late 70s, blah, blah, blah. So when Chan Gailey gets the offensive coordinator's job with the Dolphins, which to me makes no sense, God, for them, and certainly not for my Brady to Miami take, Stu hears from his people, well, he actually runs the Earhart offense. Like, well, where would he ever come across the Earhart offense?
Stu.
Well, I just did.
No, I know. It's, he always has the scoops.
But I'm doing some Googling. Chan Gailey worked under Ron Earhart with the Steelers for 2 years.
In the mid-90s.
And was, so Ron Earhart was the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator from 92 to 95. In 94 and 95, the last 2 years, Chan Gailey was his wide receivers coach and then took over as Pittsburgh offensive coordinator in 1996. His first coordinator job, if I'm just reading this correctly. He was the Broncos offensive coordinator too in the late 90s. So it wasn't his first offensive coordinator job. But anyway, he worked with Earhart for 2 years in Pittsburgh when Earhart left or retired there in 95. Gailey took over his offense, running the Earhart offense, I think, in the mid-90s. So is it the same terminology, the same kind of playbook, the same roots as the Earhart offense, which is the Weiss offense? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'll take whatever I can to keep that dream alive. I think that's a tasty little possibility of Brady going to the Dolphins.
Yeah, and there's also some social media scuttlebutt. I'm trying to confirm it, but didn't have time to in the last couple
minutes.
But
this doesn't help my agenda.
Well, no, it might, because so here's the thing. So someone on social media pointing out that Gailey is also the godfather of Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, who's going to be probably in the first round somewhere. So, ostensibly, you draft Herbert, and you bring him along for at least a season or two. In the meantime, you sign Brady for his last couple of years before he retires. Kind of makes some sense there.
We're just pretzel twisting a lot to figure out the Chan Gailey.
Gotta get him to Miami. We've gotta get him to Miami.
I don't know. What are you, Chan freaking Gailey, after 3 years out of the league? 3 years out of football.
Get him out of the recliner. Holy I've been watching smokes. My stories. I don't want to go back to football.
All right, anyway, back to your thoughts. We've got Kim in Maine on line five. Froze up there for a second. Jimmy, if you could pop her up. Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Kim in Maine. Are you
there? Oh, I got it. Fine. Thanks.
Hello.
Kim.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Kim. Hi.
Hi. So, you know, when the Patriots lost Gronk last year, my first thought was, if they don't replace him, Brady's going to look bad no matter what. Gronk, pretty much, in my eyes, could bat clean up. You know, he was the one that they could pull in. He could be double-teamed because he was tall. He was fast. He could jump high, catch the
ball. So, Kim, this all goes back to Gronkowski?
No. It goes back to that they didn't prepare the team to make it successful for Brady. So now,
okay, Kim, I'm just going to cut you off.
Yeah, and Gronk deserves some blame there because he hamstrung them in the offseason. Well, am I going to retire? I don't know. Let me take my time here. I'll let you guys know. And in the meantime, you lose out on players like Jared Cook, who had some interest in signing here and is on record saying, like, well, I didn't know what the hell the deal with the situation was with Gronkowski. So, you know, I went elsewhere and ended up taking a call from New Orleans and ended up signing there. He helped screw them.
So I also blame the team for letting him screw them.
Agreed.
You know, but they should have put a deadline on him much sooner than they did. Gronk, we need to know now. I'm not going to wait till 2 weeks into free agency. We need to know now 2 weeks before free agency. So they could have done more. But it's fair to blame Gronkowski, and it's fair to say that they screwed the pooch at the tight end position.
Oh, completely.
All right. They also brought in Antonio Brown and traded for Mohamed Sanu and drafted a wide receiver in the first round. So you know how I feel about this, that they left Brady high and dry. They made some mistakes and there were some swing and misses, but they tried. They freaking tried.
Well, Brown alone is proof that they did try. Belichick tried. It's not, and I'm usually one of the ones, you know, hammering the table saying, oh, he left them high and dry. No, he didn't. They did try. The personnel decisions weren't all that great, especially when it came to the draft in the last couple of years, but they did try.
Michael and Lynn, what do you got for us, Michael?
Yes, I'd like your opinion on a question, and Stu, too, if you don't mind. What do you think realistically it would cost the Patriots to re-sign Brady? If Brady came back to the Pats, what would his contract look like?
All right, Michael. The number isn't as important as the commitment. So, like, for example, Drew Brees' last contract they signed in New Orleans, I think, was 2 years, $50 million, fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
I think it was two times 25, fully guaranteed, if I'm not mistaken. So that contract. Even though Brady should probably make more because he's better than Brees, or it's a year or 2 years later than Brees, but something like that. So I don't know what the exact number would be. 25, 30, 27, 23? I don't know.
I think the years are more important than the money.
But if it were 2 years and fully guaranteed, that is a sign that says, we're not letting you go. We can't let you go. It doesn't make sense for us to bring anyone else in because we're paying you the mid-20s into the 30s or whatever. And so it would have to be a commitment of multiple guaranteed years. And I don't know what the AAV would be. I think that's less important than the actual commitment. And for me, for it to make sense for Brady to come back, that's what it would have to be. They would have to commit on that level. He would have to then to commit to say, okay, I'll come in April. I'll work with your young players. I'll spend more time with the young new receivers. I'll buy in. You buy in. We all buy in full go 2 years. Like, that makes sense. It makes no sense for them to continue to doing what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, no, these one-year incentivized nonsense. Like, if on both sides, it has to be pretty annoying, especially for Brady, too. Like, come on. At this point, like, you can't just give me the years, and they're unwilling to do that.
More from Tom Brady and his reaction to this potentially being his final game as a New England Patriot. We'll get to that after McCarthy's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line MA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
To the Garden at Banner's Kitchen and Tap. Felger and Maz are live for Bruins Game Day on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the Sports Hub app.
Does it hit you at all? Do you allow it to penetrate your mind at all that this very well could be your last home game as a Patriot?
I haven't thought about those things, and, you know, this I wouldn't be thinking about those things anyway. You know, it's felt like a normal week for me, so I just approach practice like I always have and try to do the best I could do. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend as well.
Do you hear people wondering about it or no?
About what's my last game? I haven't turned the TV on. You know, it's probably not the best after we lose to turn the TV on, listen to all your guys' shows and stuff like that. So probably weren't too many great things happening. So I try to lay low this week.
Don't lie. You got Felger and Maz up. Come on, Tommy. We know you're out there. It's like, I understand. I said this before. If I had to guess he's retiring, if I had to guess he's known it for a long time, and he hasn't admitted it because he doesn't want it to be about him or about the retirement tour or get a gift everywhere that he goes, and it's very unpatriot-like anyway to turn the spotlight on him for something like that, be a distraction. So I give him credit for handling it that way. But then there's, you know, then there's going a little bit too far with it where, like, well, does it even cross your mind? Like, cross your mind? Well, I'm not watching TV, so I don't know what you guys are saying.
That's just disingenuous.
Your contract voids on the last day of the league year, so you're automatically guaranteed to be a free agent. When you lose in the playoffs, it'll be your last game before you become a free agent. That's like, you don't have to turn on the TV to know that. We all know this. Like, this is a...
And you know people are speculating.
This is a reality, man. But... He's staying in character, or he's sticking to the script, is what I mean to say. And so good for him on that. There was a question, Jimmy, where he's asked, when it comes to this group, you know, does it ever come into play that this stretch could be the last for this group? So they tried to spin the question, not just you, how about you and your teammates? Let me hear that one.
Future, but when it comes to this group,
yep.
Does that ever come into play that for this, you know, a lot of guys that have sort of made up the core of this team for a long time, this, you know, playoff stretch could be sort of the last bite of the apple. Is there any maybe added motivation that you would take from understanding that? And do you think about that?
Yeah, I just think it's important for all of us not to take anything for granted. I think that's what you think about, because, you know, if you think about it, every year that we're in the playoffs, it's really that same thing. You know, the team will not be together if we lose, whether that was 2010, 11, 12, all the way to now. So, even if you're going to the Super Bowl, it's the same feeling. This is our last one, and let's try to go end it the right way. And, you know, I know, you know, this game we haven't played in this particular round of the playoffs, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if we win, then what's the difference? So we just got to go win. And you got to go win. You got to do everything you can when that ball's kicked off to do the best you can to help the team win and put the team in a great situation to go win. So it's not easy. It's tough. If we're going against a great football team, they're going to make it tough. We're going to make it tough on them. That's what makes for great football games.
Okay, so there's that exchange. There's one more I wanted to hear, Stu, that sounded interesting about him. 30 playoff wins, something like that?
You have 30 playoff wins. The combined 11 other quarterbacks in the playoffs have 26. There's a lot of stats like
good.
That. That's pretty good, Tom.
Pretty good.
There are a lot of stats like that about you and the team over the last couple of decades. How do you ensure that past performance and a so-called playoff mystique in this building isn't what you rely on come Saturday?
Well, I don't think, like I said, taking it for granted. I mean, as much as all those other games, you know, were great to be a part of, they're not going to help, you know, us win this game. This game will be determined by the guys that are out there. And 60 minutes of football on offense, defense, special teams, playing a great complimentary game. Both teams have talked about being physical. So there's nothing in the past that matters. I mean, obviously, I think knowing what to expect can be a little bit helpful if you use the experience wisely, but it's not going to help me complete a pass this weekend.
Okay. More from Tom Brady today. Just going back to the question before about the last game for this group, that's definitely the case whether they win or lose. I mean, that is standard, right? That happens every year,
yeah.
As Brady said. But free agents at the end of the year, Devin McCourty is a free agent. Kyle Van Noy is a free agent.
And be looking for a big payday.
Right? Dante Hightower, I want to look up his contract, is paid a crap ton. He's not a free agent, I don't think. But he's got a big number, unless he is a free agent. I can't see that right now. As you said, Gilmore's already up there. McCourty is, would you bring him back at his number? Van Noy's going to want a crap ton, et cetera, et cetera.
McCourty might retire.
Jamie Collins is a free agent.
He's gone.
Wants a crap ton. He's gone. Not that we generally spend time on this, but Joe Tooney is a free agent. He's had a really good year. If you watch the fat guys,
yeah,
he's going to want a crap ton.
He's been the most solid piece on that offensive line the whole year. He's going to get a mountain of money.
Okay, and never mind, Brady is a free agent. So that's happening either way, and that always happens. The big one is obviously the quarterback, and does that finally come to an end? And I think it does. I think it does. So the next one will be the last one. Here's Bert in Maine. What do you got, Bert?
Yeah. You there?
Yes,
yeah.
Bert. Go.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, Brady's going to L.A. Chargers. McDaniels is going to find a head coaching job, and poor old Bill's going to be sucked up with everything.
Okay, Bert.
They have a way of pacing things in Maine.
I was going to say, if you could draw up older gentleman in Maine on the Lazy Boy, three schlitz in.
Yep.
That's it right there, isn't it?
That was the stereotypical call right there. I agree, though. I think
it's all possible.
Yeah, the landing spot, I think, that makes the most sense is the L.A. Chargers. I really do. And it sounds like Philip Rivers knows he's done there, so he's a free agent. He's gone. Been a horrific season there. They're moving into this new stadium that I saw in person last week, and boy, it looks pretty cool. But they need to get asses in seats. They need to build buzz. What better way to do so than to sign the best quarterback in the history of the game?
And
even if he's at the end.
I'm fascinated by it all. I like Josh. I think he's pretty good. Can he coach? Can he do it?
He deserves another crack at it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my questions, too, for the way that he handled things in Denver. But we're now a decade removed from it, you know?
So he gets another shot. Can he be one Patriots assistant that does something? Brady v. Belichick, like that thing. Can Brady go somewhere else and win? Can Belichick win at the same level with another quarterback, which you feel like he's been wanting to do now for a while? Like, all those things. I'm eager to see that all play out. I am. Jack in Melrose. Hi, Jack.
Hey, boys. How's it going today?
Good. What's up?
So I was at the game the other day, and Gilmore was embarrassed by Devontae Parker. So he's probably going to get A.J. Brown this week. A.J. Brown's twice the receiver Parker is. So if Gilmore doesn't step it up, then the receiving game might be pretty bad for the Pats.
I'll tell you what, Jack, you raised a good one. Big week for Gilmore. After all his braggadocio this year and, you know.
I mean, the guy has been talked about as the lock for the Defensive Player of the Year, and he's been lobbying for it,
he's
too.
He's talked about himself like that. That, to me, is the difference. That whole defense has put it all on themselves. Giving themselves nicknames, merchandising it. Stephon Gilmore, openly saying he should be the Defensive Player of the Year. Them getting all sensitive whenever anyone tries to bring up the schedule or the players that they've played and all that sort of stuff. They've put it on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They've put it on themselves. And they let Ryan Fitzpatrick shred them a week after. I'm sorry, Josh Allen made plays on him too.
He did. He left a few out there. He missed the tight end at the beginning of the game, the first drive and the last drive.
So you're going to spend the last 3 weeks of the year getting beat around, smacked around by Josh Allen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Ryan Tannehill? Oh, come on. After all the carrying on you've done about yourself all season long, don't let that happen. There's a lot on that group this week. Bruce in Vegas. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, guys. Great show. Listen, tear up the declaration of doneness. Just rip it to shreds because they're not done. Here's why. Three reasons. Number one, you're going to have a tremendous amount of all-in blitzing that's going to really rattle some of these newbie QBs that aren't used to the playoff scenario. Number two, you're going to have a tremendous amount of not just blitzing on the defensive side, but running on the offensive side. We got to run the ball more, not a lot of passing.
What was that? Are you still there?
And three is that the refs really took advantage of the Pats in that Chiefs game. Really, you could argue that they won that. You had two touchdowns basically reversed on complete ref mistakes. You've got great ref teams coming in for these next couple of games. This next Tennessee game has favorable refs. I think we're in very good shape. I think our only risk is when we get to the actual Super Bowl and face Garoppolo. That's going to be a challenge.
Okay, buddy, good call.
Hey, we want to believe you can. I don't blame you. I mean,
what are the QB newbies, though, by the way? This week you get a QB newbie.
Yeah.
If,
it's a cute little saying. I like it.
If you get to the AFC Championship game and you're playing Lamar Jackson, he's a QB newbie, but by that point he'll be in his third playoff game. Fourth, really. Didn't they lose in the playoffs last year? Or they lost last year.
That was his first. Yeah.
So he's not a newbie.
That'd be his third.
Is Patrick Mahomes a QB newbie?
No.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to bank on that. They're
going to win Saturday night, and then they're going to get tripped up along the way, whether it's the divisional round of Kansas City or in Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. They ain't winning the Super Bowl this year. They're not.
Here we go. Michael in Buffalo, this is a common refrain, says how a loss heading into the playoffs helps the Patriots. Go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, I think the best thing that happened is they lost that game. I think that this team, a rest would not have helped this team. This team needs to play another game. This offense is very weak. These receivers need another game to pick their game up. And I think Belichick, by not calling that timeout, was looking at the big picture of this team. Practice was not going to help this team win this Super Bowl and go to the Super Bowl. Playing another game is going to help them far more than if they would have won that game.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to stop you there.
Glad we're wrapping up the show on a high note.
Who wants this one?
You know, why don't I defer to Matt McCarthy, who actually was in a bunch this week, as many of us have been on vacation. McCarthy, you've already had to deal with a few of these phone calls. Have the floor, sir.
Yeah, if I have to hear one more call saying the Patriots deliberately threw the game on week 17, I will go jump off the Tobin.
McCarthy was asked before in our email chain, will he be signing the Declaration of Doneness? He said, absolutely, this season is O-V-E-R. The era is over, O-V-E-R. Further proving that nothing ends well in sports and in life in general. Everything sucks, then you die. And the 2019 Patriots suck? Kiss my ass, you frauds. The boogeymen, these posers. Give up more big plays to bad quarterbacks, you ass clowns. Go sell some more T-shirts, losers. Brady looked as bad as I've seen him ever on Sunday. That pick six was horrific. And ballless Bill didn't have the cojones to go for 3 points at the half, despite the fact that the offense had scored 10 points on the previous two drives. What a puss. It's Thursday, and I'm still pissed, says McCarthy. I believed all year long that the Patriots had a puncher's chance to get to the Super Bowl despite the obvious limitations, but they flushed it all down the drain in the most inexcusable manner. The ship is sinking. The band is playing Near My God to Thee, and it will all be over soon. So he is an enthusiastic signer of the Declaration of Doneness.
Couldn't wait to sign it.
No, yeah. Yeah,
I've gone from anger to despair over the course of the last 4 days.
But I'll tell you, I'm with him. I gave him a good chance, good puncher's chance with that bye. Makes all the difference in the world. And if they got to go three games to get there, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and after Buffalo, too, I was like, oh, I'm going to end up with egg on my face here for doubting them again like I did last year. They'll end up with a bye, and Lord knows they'll probably end up back in the Super Bowl. Now, blowing that game and this defense, this fraud defense, which you're right to call them, McCarthy, please. And let's not forget, too, for all the positivity that you had in those last couple of calls, they ultimately ended up beating one team that finished with a winning record this year. One. So for this gaudy record and all the talk.
And who is the team? Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Oh, Jesus.
That's it. They only beat one team with a winning record in 2019. Oh, you can. The Cowboys. Nope. 500. 8-8. The Eagles. Oh, their division. No. 8-8. One team with a winning record. One. And it was the Buffalo Bills with the worst quarterback of the 12.
The Eagles were 8-8?
Yep.
9-7?
Nope. 8-8. 500. 500. Frauds. The defense, bunch of frauds. Boogeyman, my ass.
On that note, the final word comes your way after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. Jim Murray, you need to apologize for something. We're going to hold you accountable. Apologize, Jim. Apologize.
Yeah, I have to make a correction because I've already been blood, and rightfully so.
What'd you do?
I said that the Patriots only beat one team this year with a winning record, the Buffalo Bills. I stand corrected. You were right. The Eagles were 9-7.
I thought they were 9-7. Yeah.
9-7, not 8-8. So we'll put lipstick on that pig that the Eagles finished 9-7. Ooh. But the more important thing is that they still lost the games that mattered, like to the Texans and the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens.
So they won three games against a team with a winning record.
Yes.
That's another way to look at it, Mike.
Yeah, that's another way to look at it.
But I'm not going
to
do that because I've signed the Declaration of Doneness, and so I nothing I can do there.
So Eagles, not 8-8.
Thank you.
9-7.
Thank you.
Go ahead, McCarthy.
All right, final word time here on Felger and Maz. Jimmy, do you play in this? Am I playing this?
I
what
can
are we
play
doing?
It. I
you play in this? Okay. You see, clearly prepared for this. This is something that Felger, I believe, missed. It's the best of 2019. Of course, it is the first day back for Felger and Maz the new year. So, you know, given that you're 4 days behind on everything, Mike, we might as well just play this, the best of 2019 from the Felger and Maz program.
Do you call that clickbait or a hot take?
I have an opinion, do you?
I swallowed the sea.
Let the Patriots fan whip it out if they want to whip it out. Today's the day to whip it out, man.
All right, fine, whip it.
Whip it out. Go ahead.
Someone got an updated email this morning from the fine people at Uber that said, your cost has been adjusted for that ride. Let me tell you, that's the best $40 I've ever spent in my life.
Yep.
Oh, the door was open, and all of a sudden I was like, what the f*** is happening here? And then you're, bah, bah. And then a half block later, you're like a dog out the window looking at a squirrel. Bah, bah, bah.
I like Belichick.
Tuukka Rask returns to net tonight as the Bruins host the Philadelphia Eagles at TD Garden.
It's 4:02, coming up on 4:02 in the evening here.
Felger.
Yeah.
Say it, Felger.
Felger.
Maz.
Maz.
Murray.
Murray. Felger, Maz, Murray.
Tom Brady, about to be a six-time champion, takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
Brady is the GOAT. GOAT, 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 GOAT. I get it.
I hear that I hate baseball and I hate the Red Sox. The Bruins people think I hate the Bruins. The Patriots people think I hate the Patriots and Bill Belichick. And you think I hate Danny Ainge and the Celtics.
You guys are like cake terrorists.
No, that looks like a good 4 inches right there.
And yet you do it again? Like, that's the piece I don't get.
Yeah, but you're changing the timeline on that one just to piss people off. You're doing it on purpose. Of course you are. I know you at this stage. Like, to say that you wouldn't do it now when you know the result, who would? What kind of take is that?
I want the cup.
We want the cup.
I don't like that chant.
Love defense. I'm a big D guy.
What would your bathwater smell like?
Probably my feet.
Trade him. JD Martinez? Trade him. Trade Rick Porcello.
Game got a little showy.
when the brights got lightest.
When the cream rises to the crop.
I was just Googling this on Google.
Would you trade Andrew Luck for Patrick Mahomes right now?
No. I mean, yes, yes, for Mahomes.
Would you trade Tom Brady for Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
Would you trade Tom Brady for Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
I guess that take didn't age well.
This is like inept. This guy blows. He sucks. He can't kick.
The Havitron Toast and Focaccia. My takey mushroom out. Josh in Framingham here on line four. Hi, Josh.
Looking forward to Sunday. Probably the most exciting Patriots game we've had since week one.
No. I think you're going to have the grit and ball Celtics back because the poison's out of the room and they'll like each other and you'll be that's what you've been. Other than that Kyrie interlude, and I think you're going to get back to being.
Yeah, Mads, you stupid. STOOPID, stupid Mads.
Moisten the balls in Colorado and Arizona, places like this, because of altitude, they would dry them out and would moisten them up.
Correct.
To deaden them.
Apparently Arizona's a bad place for that, too.
Right.
22 punts. So punt.
Bad phone, grab ass. Bad phone, let's grab ass.
If it means you're going to suck after that, no, I'm not doing it. I'm done with sucking.
Never done with sucking. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Welcome to 2020. Ready for another decade there, Murray?
Yes, sir.
Hey, babe. Yeah. Agenda-free Friday. The final agenda-free Friday of the Tom Brady era.
Yeah.
He was going to keep doing it, Murray.
You can apply this so many different ways.
He was going to keep doing it. That comes your way tomorrow at 2. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.